Now to our exclusive new reporting about President Trump's war on drug cartels. The Trump administration now making plans to possibly expand the war into Mexico. Here's Courtney Cuby.
Tonight, President Trump's war on drugs potentially expanding after U.S. strikes on alleged drug boats near Venezuela. The Trump administration has now begun detailed planning to send U.S. troops and intelligence officers to Mexico to target drug cartels with drone strikes, four current and former U.S. officials familiar with the effort tell NBC News. A deployment is not imminent, they say, and it comes after the U.S. says it killed 64 people on boats smuggling drugs to the United States. Overnight, President Trump was asked about potential U.S. land strikes against cartels in Venezuela.
How can I answer a question like that? Supposing there were, would I say that to you?
The boat strikes have sparked criticism from lawmakers questioning their legality. The Trump administration considers Venezuela's authoritarian leader, Nicolas Maduro, as illegitimate and a narco-terrorist. The president was pressed overnight if the U.S. would go to war with Venezuela.
I doubt it. I don't think so, but they've been treating us very badly, not only on drugs. They've dumped hundreds of thousands of people into our country that we didn't want, people from prisons.
At the same time, President Trump ordering Pentagon officials to prepare for action in Nigeria.
They're killing the Christians and killing them in very large numbers. We're not going to allow that to happen.
Defense officials tell NBC News the early planning for any military operation focuses on precision drone strikes targeting the leadership of U.S.-designated terror group Boko Haram, though the U.S. military may take no action at all.